Blog Talk Radio. Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a motherfucking G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing. Smile that brightens, touch that rings, and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dame queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen, and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dense and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen to hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. I am gifted. I am all of this, and indeed the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
Good evening, and welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Taylor Dane, Imaja Day, and Thomas Potter. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hello, hello, hello. I am okay for the time being. I am okay.
I am too. I'm on that level of okay. Time
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
Thomas, are you okay? Because there's going to be a lot of estrogen
yeah.
on this call tonight.
Okay,
it's a ladies'
cool.
night. Oh, I didn't hear you. I apologize. That's okay. That's fine. But tonight is ladies' night, and Thomas, yeah, it's going to be a lot of women on the phone line, so you might want to hang out in the chat room or kind of just sit and listen. I don't know how this is going to go. It can go really right, and it can go really left. It can just go anywhere. Tonight, so yeah, we're gonna touch on a lot of lady topics. Like, you know, I was thinking in my head, and see, I put out there, you know, people send me, you know, questions, I inboxes, and I got nothing, so that's fine. So, in my own head, I was thinking, you know, body image and how we are not. Some women are not comfortable in their own skin. And so when I talk about that, I was going to talk about a few little hygiene things, and we're also going to get into some letting go a little bit. Not necessarily letting go of emotional things, but just kind of just letting go of everything that tells you you are not supposed to act this way because you're grown and you can act however you want to act because you are your own person.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you're acting grown. So, yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And I see some of the ladies on the line. So, just waiting to see if they're going to chime in. But the first part, we're going to talk about the body image thing. And so, yeah, Thomas, do you want to stay on the phone line and talk, or you want me to place you back on mute, and then you tell me when you want to talk about some things, or do any of the fellas, like, maybe some fellas have some questions. Maybe you can get something from him. I don't know.
I'm pretty much listening. If y'all got a question to ask me, just ask me. You can put me on mute.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I'm going to place you back on for a second. Or on hold. So, yeah, let's talk about this whole... We're going to talk about body image, because I need some of these women to be comfortable in their skin and be, and just say they are beautiful, point-blank period. You know, because every time I turn around in the magazine, there's some old skinny chick. And she's like, and people are saying, oh, I want to be, and, you know, I want to be just like her. Because this comes from a conversation I had the other day. And Taylor, you and I were talking about this, where I was sitting down and I was reading Elle magazine. Anybody who knows me knows that I love fashion. I could care less about how skimpy these women are. I could care less. But, because I like clothes. So, I'm trying to see what these, you know, what they're coming out with for the next season. So, I'm just sitting there, just doing. Then they have some really good articles. And, yes, I am one of those people who actually reads magazines for their purpose. Reading, not just looking at pictures. So I'm reading, and I'm just minding my own business, sitting by the pool, and, you know, and she's like, I'm going to look just like those girls. And so I turn my head, and I say, what girls? You know, the girls in the pictures. Ma'am, I hate to say this, but those girls don't really look like those pictures. They're airbrushed, and they're cropped, and they're this, and they're that. Oh, this girl is not airbrushed, ma'am. Yes, she is. You can tell. Well, I still want to look like her. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you want to look like her, but you're fine just the way that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And mind it. Listen, she is about 5'5". 130 pounds, if that. And you're sitting here telling me you want to look like these women in this magazine, where I got all this tail and all of this breath, and you and I'm clearly comfortable in my skin, and you want to look like them. That to me sounds like you're just not, your self-esteem is not that.
Wait,
well.
Okay, I am confused. Wait a minute. Was she trying to say, like, she wanted to look like them, like, you know, the outfit they had on, or, like, she wanted to look like them body-wise?
Oh, goodness. And my thing is this, and then she was like, well, you have big breasts, and you are fine. Society has some of these people dressed up, saying, you know, big breasts are okay. I think everybody is okay in their own right. Because, you know, I walk every day, but it's not for, you know, to lose weight or anything. It's just for me to kind of have some activity in my day, you know, instead of just sitting around, because I sit down all day long while I'm working. And, you know, it's that way. And so I'm like, okay. But I'm just like, okay, listen, lady. And then she's like, and then, mind it, we're at a thing. And after we eat, I say, hey, come on, let's go walking. Gotta walk off these hamburgers and these hot dogs and the cake we just ate, you know. And mind it, I'm really not supposed to have the cake anyway, and none of the food, because, you know, I can't eat none of it. But I was like, okay, listen. I'm not about to sit here and not eat these people's food because of my stupid food allergies. So I took a pill I was fine throughout the day. So I'm like, hey, let's go walking. She's like, I don't want to. Ma'am, could you please come over and walk with me? Because I just need somebody to walk with me, one, because I'm in a strange place. Two, you just sat here and complained about your weight, and you don't want to exercise.
So what the heck?
Okay. I was on the phone line, and we're going to bring Kat in. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing this evening?
Hey.
Girl.
I'm good.
Awesome. Good, girl. Awesome. So, yeah, you hear what we're talking about. We're talking about body images and how these people are out here acting. And back to this little lady. And then
the lady about her weight, right?
Yes. Because you saw I posted it on my Facebook because I was like, listen to this conversation. I can't even believe I'm having this conversation with this lady. Like, I can't believe it because I do not have the I'm fat conversation with skinny people. I don't do that. What the heck are we having this conversation for? You need a biscuit. Be quiet. Hey, what is that?
Can I be the devil's advocate for a minute?
Sure. Because I love it when other people be devil's advocate.
I think that is a lot of times it's all about perception and that should be recognized on some level. Because I know, like, I braid my hair a lot. And it can be up for 2 months, and I'll be in a conversation with somebody and tell them that I'm gray, take it loose. Oh, don't take it. It looked like you just did it. But to me, it looked old. I'm like, what is she talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you all day long how something looked, just like you try to do with the lady. But it's really about perception and how that person feel when they look in the mirror. And clearly, like, she didn't see anything wrong with the way that you looked, being voluptuous and things. She was all about her. Like, she want to be, like, skinnier or smaller or whatever. Like you said, it's something internal, but at the same time, it's really about perception and what to make that person feel better. I don't think that I don't know what I'm trying to say exactly, but it's just perception. I think that with her, it was just really how she feel about herself. You know, she want to look like the people in the magazine, not necessarily that particular person, but she wants that size, that frame. She wants to be able to look like that in the magazine. Not even knowing that a lot of times on film, people, from what I hear, look 10 pounds heavier in film, in magazines or whatever. So for her, it's just about wanting to be small for whatever reason. If she's already, like, what you say, a buck 30 and 5'5".
Well, I can't even that. I don't even think she weighs the same amount as my breast. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't know. Sometimes it just go way back. I've been there. That's the only reason I can comment on it. I've been there. Like, stuff that family members will say or stuff that, because I even had my mama tell me one time, something is really wrong if that's what you see when you look in the mirror. Like, it didn't matter how much weight I lost or whatever. To me, when I look in the mirror, I'm always that 12-year-old girl who was always struggling to try to lose weight. So no matter how small I get or how small I got, to me, it's always the same. So sometimes that stuff is just deep-rooted, you know, just deep-rooted.
Yeah. And I definitely agree to it because it took me a while to get comfortable in this skin that I'm in because I remember, you know, always wearing deep. I've had these girls of mine since I was in about 6th, 7th grade. So I've had these suckers for a long time. So I used to wear big T-shirts.
Yeah.
So that nobody would pay attention to the fact that I was getting these breasts. And I was that girl. And then it took some things in me to kind of change to say, okay, I can use this. I can be the mind. And I love them and go through that with it. And so I think being that she's a lot older than me, I'm thinking in my head, okay, we're still dealing with this. And even in your older age, and I think that it's time for things to kind of change and people talk about stuff like this in your body image, and not just for teenagers, but sometimes when you talk to older women as well, because there's still some out there suffering from this whole self-esteem issue.
Right. Yeah, and I think
also what people don't understand is that your childhood plays a role in it too.
Uh-huh.
It plays a role in it because for as long as I can remember, I've always been the dark-skinned one. I didn't get anything, I didn't develop anything until I was 15 and a half. So I didn't have anything. So I'm already in high school, and everyone else is getting booties, they getting boobies, and I'm just like, okay. Well, all right. And by this time, everyone had kind of discovered what they liked. They had boyfriends and stuff. I didn't have any. Like, I didn't get a date. I didn't get a boyfriend. I didn't get anything until I was, like, 15 and a half. So I've always been the odd one. Because everybody in my class was, like, really pretty. They were light-skinned. They were small. They had body. And I was just me. Dark skin, still pretty, but not knowing I'm pretty. And I had nothing. I still look like a little boy. To be honest, I look like a boy. Like, when I was looking through my pictures earlier, I look like a boy. If I didn't have my hair and I didn't start to wear makeup, I could probably pass for a boy at 15 and a half. So I think it starts in childhood, too, because I see people from my childhood, and they tell me, oh, wow, you grew up to be so pretty.
Doesn't that make you want to just smack them right in their face to say something like that? Because it used to kill me for people to be like, but and they feel that I'm not dark skin. I don't know how it feels, but it used to annoy me for the fact that people like, oh, you're pretty to be dark skin. Are you freaking serious? Shut up. That's how I felt.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I had this girl tell me, and you know what? Everybody knows that I am Team 1-800 Cut a Bitch, but my children actually saved this girl this particular day. I was out with my kids, and she was like, oh, hey, and she spoke to me. She was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you since middle school. Oh, my God, you grew up to be so pretty. Oh, yeah, you went natural. That's so cool. And then she was like, oh, you made cute babies. Bitch, what?
Wow, did she?
Girl, she would have got stuffed right in her mouth and wouldn't even know what hit her.
Okay.
And I was so like, wait a minute. And the thing about it was that she would have got her ass beat if I was just with the twins. If I was with the baby, she would have got her ass beat. But the problem was I was with the toddler. I had my daughter with me too, and I'm the example. So I tried my best. To kindly and politely tell this lady to get out my face, but she got hurt. I really tried really hard, though. I really did. Like, deep down inside, I really did. Like, I was channeling my inner image. I was like, let me just calm down and just, you know, handle this very ladylike. I'm not going to punch this bitch in the face because that's wrong. I'm out here with my kids. And I can't see, they not supposed to see mommy fighting. And I think that my baby was channeling what I was thinking. Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she takes this rock and throws it at the woman.
Oh, no.
And I said, no. Oh, you can't, like, inside, I'm like, exactly, I wish you would have hit her in the face. But I'm like, you can't be throwing rocks at people. And my daughter goes, she's not nice. I said, oh, Well, you're absolutely right. She is not nice, but you don't throw rocks at people, and we just walked off. But she, I couldn't wrap my mind around that. Like, how do you come out of your mouth to say that to someone? And I think a lot of times, too, not only is it just childhood, but bitches is petty. Like, flat out.
Yeah, women are, they're definitely petty.
No. Women are not petty. Bitches are petty. It's different.
I tried.
I don't think people even think about what they say sometimes. People don't think, people like that. Because I had a quote-unquote friend when I was growing up that would tell me stuff like, oh, my God, you would be so much prettier if you were light-skinned. Or
yes,
she would say this stuff
too.
To me. She would say it to me. Like, she would say stuff like, one day I was remember sitting on the stairs facing her. She was sitting with her back to the sun, and I was sitting facing her. And she said, oh, my God, when the sun shines on your eyes, they light brown. That's so pretty. It would be so, if your eyes, this is the same person, so I had to be light-skinned and with color eyes to be pretty in her eyes. And this chick, excuse me, but was black as night. But she telling me, all growing up from like 9 to 15, this was me listening to her and feeling inferior to her because I felt like if I wasn't pretty to her, I wasn't pretty to nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. But then I'm just kind of, and I actually brought it to her like when we became adults. I think I saw her when we was like 23 or something like that. And she apologized. I mean, I told her. I said, do you know that you had me going from whatever age to whatever age we just kind of fell off from each other feeling inadequate, like I wasn't pretty enough, like I, because my skin wasn't lighter, because my eyes wasn't lighter, because I didn't have quote-unquote good hair, what she called it. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I really didn't, you know, but then it's like it still sticks. She could apologize. It took me all that time to tell her because I hadn't seen her.
Exactly. People don't understand. Like, you could say, you know, I apologize, I was wrong, everything. But at the end of the day, it's still, you still carry that around with you. Like, even if you don't think about it, it could be one little moment where it just everything comes flooding back to you. It only takes one little incident, and it's like you're back in that awkward phase. Like, what's wrong with me?
Well, they make it a party. Uh-huh. You inherit it, so
yeah. I mean, it's absolutely insane, and it's so sad because now there's this thing, I don't know if everyone has Instagram, but what is it, Women Crush Wednesdays? Oh, my
God. Oh, my gosh.
If these petty things don't get out, they just stop. Like, I have about 15 to 20 guys on my Instagram, and every Wednesday my Instagram is flooded with every possible, I don't even know what to describe. I don't even know what these people do.
I don't
have
that big booty hoe. Don't hate it.
Exactly. Okay. So, my whole thing is flooded with these big booty hoes, and every guy on my Instagram is an African-American male. They are black, and not near one of them, I have yet to see any Wednesday where there's actually one that's African-American. Everybody is Brazilian, everybody's Dominican, everybody's Puerto Rican, no black women. And then it's not even like actual women that they know.
They're
just sizing them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wow, like, you don't know not near one black person. You don't know not near black
person. No,
you
honey.
Don't know,
it's just
you don't know not near
the
one
black person that they're talking to.
Like, you don't
but
know,
see, you
not,
know, what's
not,
a, when I see stuff like that, what trips me out, and this is a little bit off topic, what trips me out about that is that we as black women have this, like, this loyalty that's only shared by us. Like, if we go outside our race and post something like that, it's a problem. We go off on our race, come down. You put a dude, it's not our race, it's the problem. But we have this false loyalty, black men that's not reciprocated. It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. It's like, that's another thing I don't understand. Black men can date whatever kind of race that they want, and it's justifiable because, according to them, black women are loud, they're ghetto, they don't do anything, yada, yada, yada. And every other race is so amazing. But it's like, okay. So let me go out and find me a Brian. Or Thomas, or Timothy.
I know black men named Brian and Thomas. What you talk about?
Oh, me too. I think she mean like Chase.
Alex.
Like a Chase.
There you go.
Or
Alex.
Or a Cody.
Yes, with a K.
You knew what I was trying to say, Marty. But anyway, it's like, how dare you? This is that, like, they're all in up. It's like, they're all just like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Like, what? You men, like, I just don't get it. And they don't, and we're so, and as black women, we're just so, we just get to the point where it's like we take that on also. Because now it's like, okay, well, that's what they like. So now I have to figure out how to be like that. So now you have all these women walking around with these plastic booties and plastic bodies and endangering themselves trying to look like what they think men want. Case in point, I don't know what the hell happened to this woman's face, but I don't know if anyone's seen Little Kim lately. Jesus, take the wheel.
There it is, not Little Kim. We don't know what that is.
And I'm just like,
it's not her.
You can't be serious. Like, you think about all these black women who have died in the last maybe, what, 2 or 3 years from getting these butt injections. One died because they injected her with cement. Another one, you know, she, thank God she lived, but, like, she's got, it's been all over Facebook, but, like, the way that the implants rotate. Yes, they rotate like a motor. They rotate when she walks. So it's not like, okay, your booty jiggling. No, your butt is rotating like a motor when you walk because whoever did it didn't do it right.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that at all.
And
we
then,
have,
and now the new thing now is the skin bleaching. There was, I don't know where this woman came from. I just remember seeing the picture. Apparently she's a singer or something. She was maybe about my complexion. Now she looks like, she looks like some scary experiment. And she came out with
that's a singer from South Africa. She's from South Africa or somewhere. Or in Nigeria.
Yeah.
She's not from here, but she's from over.
And she looks like some type of size experiment. And I'm like, what made you deep down inside say, okay, I don't like my skin color, so I'm going to make a cream and bleach it and bleach my skin. And this thing sold out the first day.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Like, what is going on
completely.
In your life? Who are you around to say, oh, okay, well, this is okay? Like, these are the things that I think about. So somebody said to you, whatever they said to you, and it stuck with you, rather than dealing with those issues, you just decided that you wanted to be light and bright, but you look like a science experiment.
And who knows what her thought process was. But we do have another caller on the line. One moment. Area code 917.
Good evening, ladies.
Hello.
Good evening, lady.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
Oh, Lord. How are
you? I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the show. It's very interesting. But my perspective is slightly different because it's not a man and woman kind of thing. Because for every woman a big guy to her race that we hear something negative about. There's a man who is the same thing. And for every woman who defiles herself physically, there's a man who does the same thing. So it's not a woman-man thing. I mean, if one, you say that Little Kim had surgery. When I look at Mike Tyson, and he had surgery too, we just call it tattoo. You talk about people who, that goes to saying you don't like yourself, so you change yourself. I look at Michael Jackson, I look at Sammy Sosa, and they bleach their skin. And these are both black men, and Brazilian and Dominican are black. So, I mean, when we look at it, it's not necessarily a man-woman thing. It's an issue that we have been given as a people that we have to overcome. And when we start dividing male-female, we actually play into the hands of those who have divided us, in my estimation.
Okay. Well, I see your point, Lauren. I see it. Wow. It's because it's Friday you said something smart, right?
I mean, I try. It's almost fall of the day, so I figured I might as well stand up and do something commendable. But at the same time, I just figured I'd put my two cents in.
Well, we appreciate your two cents, and we're glad that you stopped by on this Friday night.
Absolutely.
This is the first time you stopped by our little spot here.
No, it's the first time that I've said something, but I stopped by once or twice before. I just kept my mouth shut because it was crazy.
Because I don't know that. Oh, that's a little stalkerish. Like, oh.
It was crazy.
Crazy.
What you mean
it was crazy?
I can guarantee you that whatever was crazy, I bet your mouth said it.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What was that?
I said I can guarantee you whatever you thought was crazy, Emma, I said it.
Is that right?
Yeah, right. She said it.
Okay.
I don't think so.
But yeah, I just figured I'd say my little piece because it seemed as if y'all was bashing men. Like, we get to do whatever we want to do.
No.
Wasn't that at all. We don't bash men on our show. We actually love men, and we appreciate men, and men are great to us. We just haven't gotten that part yet.
You just haven't gotten that part yet. Okay. I'm not mad at you.
Because we're going to tell you what, later on, we might just tell you what your purpose is for us. So, stick around a little while longer. I think somebody might want to say hey to you before you go, before I put you back on hold so you can listen. So let's see if that person wants to speak.
I didn't really want to talk to you.
Lord have mercy.
That was so not necessary.
Okay.
But I didn't want to Ron Bash. I just want to make a point. And it was kind of to piggyback on what you ladies were talking about before Ron came on with his very sensible and very articulate statement. I just wanted to add that I think one of the issues when we're talking about differentiating between men and women all doing different things in our community or in our race, when we talked about men dating outside of our race and how it's acceptable because, and I think that's the issue, because the justification that men use is very degrading for our race, because they don't say I married or I date outside of my race because I love her. They say it's because I get tired of black women doing this or doing that. Well, of course, that's very destructive. If you choose to date outside of your race, then do it because of the things that it brings you, not because of the issues that you have with whatever other women you dated that happen to be black. Because those are women issues. That's not a racial issue. That's a woman issue. And I think if that connotation was separated from the reason why they date outside of the race, then we could view it exactly how Ron said. But until men stop doing that because it's acceptable, not necessarily because they mean it. I think they do it because it's acceptable. Because if they're in a group of guys and they say, oh, I don't date black women because, then the guys will go, oh, yeah, okay. Before somebody will step up and say, hey, don't talk about my mom like that. Don't talk about my sister like that. Don't talk about my grandma like that. They'll accept it and say, yep, you're right, black women do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once we start doing that, then we can get to the point where Ron is.
Gotcha. I agree. I absolutely agree. And also to add to that, I think it's like it's a matter of two. If you find that you don't like these, let's say, five characteristics of a woman, black woman, whatever, then you need to go step outside of that and not keep dating the same thing, because we all do that. Like, I can't stand a person who does this, and then we turn around and date the same person that gives this, and then we get upset. And it's like, you know, we do that a lot. So it's like you could say, oh, well, I don't date black women because they're loud. I don't date black women because they're ghetto and lazy, this, that, and the third. Just because the five women that you dated were like that doesn't mean we're all like that. Maybe you should step out of their environment, step out of wherever you're meeting these women, and go go someplace else and see what actually happens.
Yeah, I agree. Agreed.
Because I noticed that, you know, when I do see posts like that, the guys are like, oh, you know, that's so loud, they're this or that. And it's like, but where are you meeting these women? Where are you meeting them? You're meeting them in the club. You meet them outside. You're meeting them in the after-hours spot. Really? And it's the same characteristics over and over and over. You're going to the same four places.
You're meeting them at the 2-6.
Exactly.
That's
not
the 2 a.m. to the 6 p.m.
So can I share something with y'all?
Sure.
Cashier? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I met one of my cousins about 3 years ago on my father's side, because a lot of my dad's side is in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's out here. And so my grandmother put us together. And our very first conversation on the phone, he worked for like Apple, IBM, one of these big corporations or whatever, but he was like, cuz I just want to tell you something so you don't find out later and, you know, hold it against me and blah, blah, blah. He was like, I only date white women. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Not going to judge you on it, but I don't want to talk about it. He kept going. He was like, well, I just never been attracted to black women, and, you know, and I only ever saw one black woman that I really was attracted to, and it tripped me out because, I mean, she was black, like African black. I mean, her features was, you know, big. I mean, he going on and on. I'm like, John, listen, I'm not going to judge you for what your preference is. I already told you, but we don't need to have that discussion because it's an ignorant discussion to me. If you're attracted to somebody, be attracted to that person because of who they are, not generalize and say black women. Like, don't take the black women that you come in contact with. Don't do that, because now you're talking about me, you're talking about our grandmother, you're talking about your mama. Like, don't do that. It's ignorant as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt the need to let me lead with that on our very first conversation with each other. So, I mean, I don't know what that's about, but I agree. If you with somebody, or you have a preference for somebody, affinity for whoever, that's on you. But don't down another group of people because of something that you experienced. And some of them haven't even never experienced it. They just say that. Like, you hear the Dennis Rodmans and the people like that. Well, black women was never attracted to me. Shut the fuck up. I mean, it's like they weren't attracted to you, or you never even attempted, because that's what you wasn't attracted to. Like, so don't do that. So it's the whole generalization that gets me. Like, I don't like it. Just do you, and do you in silence. We don't really care at that level.
Yeah. Like, if you want to date whoever, then do it. But don't knock anyone else because they don't fit into what you want. And at the same time, if you discover that you don't like this particular thing, then stop going after that particular thing.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Awesome. But Ron, I know that you are just sitting over there just listening and taking in everything that we are saying, but we're going to place you back on hold because we have another caller. And
absolutely. I appreciate you for letting me say my piece just before I go. Just one last thing, and I'll scoot away. Y'all say the same thing, because y'all say, oh, black men ain't this. All he does is sit around and play video games. All he does, and it's not to say that there's not a segment who does that, because, yes, there's a segment of us who does that, but it ain't all of us. But y'all don't tend to say 48%, 32%, y'all say all. So the same way that we
I don't say all, I say some.
And to be, I'm sorry, I don't even know any black men that do play video games.
I do, and I play right with them.
All I'm saying is when we make generalities,
but we don't never make
y'all make generalities also.
You know what? See, this is why.
I just
know
Ron
is right.
I want Ron to think about this. Think about what you're saying. Think about how things have moved chronologically in our community. Because we weren't the first ones to date outside of our race so easily. It wasn't acceptable as early as it was for men. So do you think some of the things that we do are then retaliatory just because we are trying, it's our defense mechanism, because we're somehow looked at as inferior. So then we have to find a way to make ourselves feel better. So then why not then point out what's wrong with you? Because in my world, it has been more readily acceptable for black men today outside of the race, especially if they had, you know, money or fame. So that was wildly accepted after a while. You didn't hear about it too much for black women. But as it has progressively become more acceptable and more known, yeah, we do make generalizations, but don't you think that is in retaliation? I'm just saying. That's just how I view it.
It may be in retaliation, but, I mean, if you're retaliating to something that's ignorant, that can say something more about you than it does about what you're retaliating against. My only point is that either way, whoever did it first, we're both playing against what we should be doing. So us...
I agree. I think it makes us all defenseless. It's a defense mechanism that defeats the whole point and purpose of building. I agree. I think that... It's easier for us to say, then, if I can't have them, I don't want them, and this is why.
Touche.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was that Taylor who said that she had six black dudes on her Instagram and all of them was putting up pictures of non-black women?
Yeah.
Then those are times where you can generalize. Because that's the population on her Instagram. And I don't think that it exhibits ignorance or nothing like that. That's just a fact.
Yeah, that was just my Instagram. Like, I'm not saying all men. Because I know black men that only date black women because that's what they find attractive. I also know men that only date other races because that's what they find attractive. But I'm just stating as far as my Instagram, for what I see on Wednesdays, that's all I see. Like, that's all my timeline is light-skinned, Dominican, Puerto Rican, big booty women, and not narrow black or dark-skinned black women.
I do know that there's, like, Dominicans in those countries, because those aren't racist. Those countries that are light-skinned, dark-skinned. So when we say things like that, what that's doing is that's playing into the stigma as opposed to making defining your own reality. You're playing into the reality that has been defined for you.
Okay,
Ron. Ron's so smart on Friday.
Okay. All right, Ron. Oh, we appreciate you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, peace.
You do the same. Okay. And I know this caller has been very patient with us and sticking on the phone line. Area code 773. All right. Area code 773.
Hey, Amash.
Hey.
It's your new neighbor. Hey,
Lulu.
Lulu.
Hi,
Lulu.
I'm so excited that you are in North Carolina. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I've started drinking at this point, so y'all excuse me.
Wait a second. When was the move? Wait a minute. Wait. When was the move?
Oh, it took about 15 days to get here on a train.
Ooh,
oh,
baby.
My goodness.
Oh, God. That was the worst idea I have had in a long time, in the whole train ride.
Okay. All right. So now I got it. Because I'm like, why is she posting train pictures? But now I got it. Okay. All right. I got it. All right.
Yeah, try
I got the timeline together. Okay.
Yeah, I tried something new, and I won't try that again.
Not that far. You can go from here to D.C. on a train or here
right.
to New York on a train. But do not do that again too far.
Mm-mm. I didn't understand the whole trains don't run on schedule. And,
yeah. They don't. And then you have layovers in places that you didn't even realize, why is there a train here? Like,
I didn't have,
and then you have
I actually
to stay
didn't have any layovers. I wound up being late.
Goodness.
My layover never happened. So I was on the train for 27 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm hearing like a lot of generalizations about men and women you guys are talking about. And the gentleman, you know, came on and said, you know, took over for the men.
Honey, you don't know Ron. That is not a man.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what that is. I'm just joking.
Oh, that's
but
not
he
right. He's a man.
He's... Listen, you don't know him.
Don't give him.
I mean, the reality is that, yes, that, you know,
I mean,
we can generalize about everybody.
Everybody out.
But
I'm sorry, I can't
yeah.
take that, like,
you know, black
that's
women
kind of person
are
I need
loyal,
to talk to that person.
Far
away. Yeah, and this is just from what we see around the time, it's really just, you know, general, and so we understand. We understood what he was saying, so
mm-hmm.
we received Ron's knowledge on Fridays. Come Wednesday, something goes awry.
It's a whole nother ball. Yeah, it's a whole nother ball game. It's just, it. Yeah, it's something different with him on Wednesdays. Like, it's just,
yeah, he's
it really
just different.
Is. You know what?
So,
you know what I think? I think he might be bipolar. And on Wednesday, it's the other personality.
He's
going to give
the man an ailment.
That's what it is.
So what is your off-topic tonight?
Yeah, we just went off topic at that point. But definitely at this point we're talking about body images and how we feel as women about our bodies. And then we got into the whole dating outside of your race.
Gotcha.
And that was a little bit off topic as well. Now, I do have the next topic because we got some topics in here that we need to get to. Being a Perry, were talking, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about the Norforms. I don't know if you all watch
Married
to Medicine. And also, let me get
not
our other, one of our other guests in here, Miss Creole, Miss Adrina in here as well. Hi.
How you doing, y'all?
Kim.
What's going on?
Awesome. Doing good. Awesome. How are you over there also on the West Coast?
You know me, girl, just being an outsider, just watching those that watching me that don't know I'm watching them.
Always watching. I need you on my team. I need you to watch the stuff around me because these people trip around here. But we're about to talk about this stuff called Norforms. If y'all don't watch Married to Medicine, Dr. Heavenly, had a dinner and invited all the women over, and she was telling them different things about their life. And one of the women, I guess she felt like she wasn't as fresh as she needed to be.
Oh,
Those are old school.
She didn't say that. She just said she don't want to taste herself when he comes up. She just don't. I mean, I know a few people like.
What?
She don't want to taste or smell herself when he comes from down south.
Well,
I don't see why not.
If
she's clean, what's the problem?
That's why she needed to get in on this line. Like, that's why I feel like, too, like, if yours is clean, you washed it, you should.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't think it's as cut and dry as that. Y'all can't. That's not a black and white thing. Like, it's not. It's a gray area in there. I used to sell toys, so to speak, and so I had a bunch of conversations with women at length. It's not as simple as that. Oh, she don't like the way she's not cleaned down. It's not like that. It's like some part hang up, some part they just don't want to associate their vagina in their own mouth. Like, you know what I mean? It's not as dry as I gotta say,
like, it took me a while. I didn't start off being able to do that. Like, if he went down there, he couldn't come up and kiss me. I just couldn't. It wasn't the cleanliness factor. It was just like, in my mind, and I'm going to say this on your show, in my mind, I didn't eat pussy. So I was like, I can't do that.
Oh, wait a minute.
You can say that on my show.
We say
bad words on this show, and
I know
that's not one of your favorite
words.
That
word. That means she doesn't say bad words, so it's funny to hear.
She definitely doesn't say that word.
Just wait till I go listen to the archive.
And I can't go back and say it again, so don't ask me. But I didn't. And so it took me a minute to, and it could have been part of my foolishness, you know. I wasn't into that whole innovative sex kitten, you know. I wasn't, you know, what was it, Carolina Kitty? I had to grow into my sexuality. And then I realized, okay, well, no, that's my stuff.
I had to grow into mine, too. Listen, I had to grow into mine, too, because, real honestly, this person now is not the person a long time ago. So I understand where you're coming from. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think as women, we all grow into it. Like, we all, like, we don't just, like, when we start doing it, like, being professionals, like, off the top, like, you know, we can't drop it like it's hot off the top. Like, we got to set it down and it's warm for a little bit until we figure it out. So I think that's all women. And some women, you know, it takes them a little while longer. Like I said, I didn't grow into anything until I was 15 and a half. I didn't understand what was going on with me until I became older. And now at 31, I'm still like, okay, I'm learning something about myself, you know, still. So I'm still learning about myself, which is why I've been, like, tiptoeing into the alternative lifestyle, because this is something that I'm still learning. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're all still learning. It doesn't matter. You know, it's we all learn. We all come into our own. Like, I mean, I'm learning too.
Like, I am learning some stuff, too. Like, I learned that I,
You learned that you need a puppy pet?
I'm so done. I learned that I mess up ass.
Just admit it, girl. Admit, claim it. Own it.
You know,
I love it.
I didn't know. I could do it. But now I know that I can do it.
That's
and
right.
I need to be prepared.
Embrace it.
So we have to
embrace it. Yes.
Are we talking about because, you know, the whole, I got lost for a second.
Yeah,
are we talking about
We're talking about squirting, and I learned that I am one, and I need puppy pants. Because I was told you can't come back. Because he messed up my, like, literally had to flip the mattress tight
situation. Take them sheets off. Let's flip this mattress over. Yeah.
Saturated. Just saturated. Yeah. Slow down, honey. I'm learning.
That's okay. Because acceptance is the first
and
step.
I accept it. I receive it. I receive
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Because at first, what's so funny? I kept saying, I'm sorry. And it was like, why do you keep saying you're sorry? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Like you're about to get beat with the newspaper at any moment.
Like he was about to make her go get her own switch.
Exactly. Or put her nose in it. You bad dog. You bad.
No, that's bad. That's bad Carolina
bad
kitty.
Kitty.
You bad Carolina kitty.
So, yeah. So I learned that. And then, you know, I did get to experience one of my experiences that was on my list.
Awesome.
And I learned that I liked it. I'll tell
better.
You all in the inbox. I ain't going to tell y'all on the show. I'm going to tell y'all in the inbox.
I was waiting to hear it. Okay. I'm getting all excited. Yay, something new.
I
didn't cross my leg. I'm ready.
Girl,
I already got my wet wipes and everything, girl. I'm ready.
Y'all, I can't with y'all. Y'all
get me excited and take it away. Don't do that.
Again, we have gotten off this here topic of ours about this.
I'm intrigued. This is like a mystery now.
Okay. I can't even. Like, I have a list of things in life that I want to do before, let's say, I get married. Okay? So, there's this list.
Okay. The bucket list.
And it's
a fucking list. Fucking list.
Yeah, that list.
Yeah,
that type of list. And so, yeah. I think some of y'all left the group chat that we was all in together. I think some of y'all left. And some of y'all left, and y'all ain't going to
know. I did leave it, so now I want to know now.
I ain't going to tell you that.
Yeah.
I ain't going to tell you that. But if you listen to the show, I said what that one thing was that I really, really, really want, and I felt like I was not going to get it. And I got it. I liked it. I'm good.
Okay, I got a list
okay,
on that
so
it could be, but okay,
do.
Let me ask
Brit,
you this.
I'm going to start a group chat, and then we're going to discuss this. How about that?
Please do.
The big
A?
Please do.
Is it the big A?
No, I did that. No,
okay. I'm thinking of another one.
I have a question about that. So listen, ladies, I have a question about that. Awesome. So, you know how we all go through that cycle thing every month. Not every month. Not every month, but sometimes. So it's my sometimey. But have y'all ever had sex while on that? Like he's wanted that
yes.
man. And
we were just talking
it.
About this, me and a friend. We
mm-hmm.
were saying that you have to do it at least once in your lifetime. You have to do it at least once. You do. You have
never
to
done it before.
Just put a bunch of towels underneath you and keep it moving.
And that's how I know I don't like it.
I'm not a fan of it, and I don't have to worry about that anymore. But yeah,
I was like, yeah, that shit ain't for me.
Yeah, you know, my goal used to be don't look at it. Don't look at it.
Right.
It's going to look like a murder scene. Don't look at it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I couldn't do it. Well.
Not the most pleasant smell either.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you only do it once. In your life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do it once,
I had
learn
to
know,
like,
yeah,
that
ain't
happening. No more play.
Okay.
You can't marinate
you
in that
like
when you finish.
You can't say you don't like it until you tried it. There you go.
I'm
in my head.
So listen, y'all know I have like all these thoughts in my head. So I'm thinking since that may not work, my other two work. I mean,
of course,
you necessarily really have to go there. Like I'm okay. Like I'm okay with the functioning other two. Like I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So are y'all okay with that? Or I mean, I don't know.
That's what it's there for, right?
I'm sorry. I've never done either.
Hell.
I've never done either, so I don't know.
But, you know, of course, it gets back to once you're comfortable with your mate, you don't care what it is. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's all about pleasing each other anyway, no matter what's going on with the body. Hey, here, give it here. Here you go.
Right, but I mean, once they see that murder scene, they usually don't want it again either. So,
they usually put the crime tape around it. They put the crime tape around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why you get a burgundy towel.
Don't get
exactly.
No white towels, no light color.
Don't get,
get the burgundy towel.
Oh, no,
towel.
Never.
Don't white towel. It's got to be like burgundy, red. Yeah, you have to.
Or, unless you want to mess up the hotel sheets.
I don't know, that might be a puppy place for some puppy pads.
Puppy pads ain't that color.
Oh, my God.
You can
just
roll
right
that
now,
shit up and throw it away.
Tomorrow, when I go to the store, I'm going to pick up a box of puppy pads. I'm going to ship them to you tomorrow.
Oh, Lord, dear God.
We can't be going through this.
That's him. Mm-mm. Put that in your bag. Put that in your bag.
Here's a bag.
But I should... For me, it was like, okay, yeah, it's fine because I was fine with option A, which is the top portion of my head. I was fine, but I guess it got too good to the point where it was like, okay, listen, I know that you said that the other piece was broken, but your ass ain't broken, so come on, turn around. And I'm like, And then that kind of does something for me because I'm one of the ones who have had an orgasm. So I know.
Wait. That's a beautiful way. Wait a minute.
Causes the reaction other places. So now I got stuff running down my leg, and I just don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's how I got my name Carolina Kitty, because I showed out sometimes.
Your ass needs to be in a cage.
No. These clowns have already put me into the porn industry somehow. I don't know. I don't know how I got here. But
we're gonna make the movie, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna get Corey to do the commentating, because you know her voice. So then we just going to combine. That's going to make millions. Yeah. We're already
I don't want
to. Don't worry about it. Well,
I'm not
going to
do it.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. It doesn't even matter. It's okay. We'll figure it out. We'll work it out.
I need more practice. I need more practice to perfect it. I need more practice.
No, we'll get you a couple drinks. You'll be okay. Don't even worry about it.
Pineapples, I'm not ready. Pineapples.
Because y'all know I drink, and when I drink...
Exactly. See, all you gotta do is get
your couple
drinks, you'll be good to go.
Don't pass me enough tequila, cause you're gonna have to pray for him.
My.
I promise. Y'all gonna have to pray for him, cause Jose put the fire into my soul like no other. Golly.
You already messed up the man's bed. What you trying to do? Mess up his life? Exactly. Like she'd have messed up his bed. Now she's trying to fold him in half and whatnot.
You want too much.
Way too much.
Now he in therapy.
Exactly.
And then he's talking to his mama, talking about, "Mama, I just don't know what she did to me. I just don't know." And he can't explain it, and I can't explain it. Okay, whatever.
Now he even went to his mama.
What?
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to send you home, writing to your mother, saying, "Mama, I don't know what she did to me."
You are going to jail. You do not pass go. You do not collect $200.
You do know that I do have some bedroom candy. You know, I sell bedroom candy products. Now, I will make sure you always get your clit tickler, your massages, your vibrators. I'm gonna keep you hooked up when you go to jail, okay? I'll keep you hooked up.
Mommy, you can't send that stuff to me in the jailhouse.
No. I'm gonna go in there with you when you do it. That way, it'll be our conjugal visit.
You dumb.
I can't with you.
She wants to make sure. Listen, so here's the thing, though. When you go, she has to make sure that you're using it properly so she can give a review of it. So that's what
that
is.
That is correct. That
it's
is
a
correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's what friends are for.
Right.
Exactly.
All right.
Together forever.
Take pictures.
In this to win it. Exactly. If you don't take no pictures, it ain't happen.
I love it. You take no pictures,
oh,
I love it.
Okay. I can't be breath with y'all food. I can't be breath with y'all.
So let's talk about pictures. Let's talk about them. Right now. In our eyes.
Okay.
In your phone. Right now.
Right now.
We have pictures of yourself together. Right. How do y'all feel about nude pictures and whatnot? I mean, hey,
somebody
might get one.
I like pictures. I like taking pictures. I like getting pictures. I like pictures.
She likes pictures. I like pictures, especially if something worth me looking at. Send me a picture.
Okay,
now. Shit.
Yeah.
Don't get me excited. I like my pictures to be like in like from limp to hard. I like the hard.
You like to see the transition before I get them. I don't want to just open up
I need
I need a little warning. Can you give me a warning? Like this next pic I see.
And then send me a video.
Oh no, I do like videos. I like videos too.
Yeah, send me a video. Shit.
Send me a video.
I didn't watch too many episodes of SpongeBob today. That was all reruns. Shit, send me something else. Let me watch it. Shit. Don't take much to make me excited and happy. Shit, send me something.
Oh, I wonder, but Iman, you know, I mean, pictures for you is nothing, right? Because you have a collection of porn.
Oh, my. That is wonderful.
You know what?
Yes,
this whole week,
I love
she's
porn.
Been calling you out. This whole week, she has been calling you out.
I know. This must be Maj week. That's what it is.
No. It's like, because I've always wondered, like, are you desensitized to dick pics? Because you got dick movies. I mean,
Yes.
I still like my personal collection. I still like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, if someone's special and they decide they want to say, I'm always going to appreciate the real one, the one that I'm going to get often. I can appreciate that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the men in the movies, they are just there. Like, I'm never probably going to meet those people, and I have no inklings of wanting to meet those people. Like, but my real friends, yeah, just turn it on over because it makes my suha happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just pray that they don't never send them to me while I'm sitting in somebody's meeting. And mess up.
Oh, yeah, that's when I need them.
That's the word. You know, and I'm like, oh, God. I can't even
or
open
when you,
now.
Or when you take
the
phone
to your kids and you just look at, you just open the text message and you talk to your kids.
No, let me tell you something. No, I'm going to tell you something that was funny. when I went to Virginia to do my book signing, I went to go see my daughter and my number three of the grandkids. So I'm, you know, I just thought I need to get a new phone. So I go to the Sprint store. Not thinking about all my beautiful pictures. So I decided to upgrade, you know, give me a new iPhone, you know, make me think I'm special. I know what's going on in the world of technology. So I said, yeah, I said, my phone hasn't been working right. You know what I'm saying? It ain't turning on. It ain't doing nothing. He was like, okay. He opened it up. He said, ooh, ma'am, did you want these pictures? My daughter looked at me. She said, Mom, don't you think you're too old for that? I said, girl, as long as the mouth and the pussy is working, I'm never too old for nothing. I look back at the guy. I say, I'll be back tomorrow. I got to save my pictures. On my computer. Yeah. Had to create me a nice little folder that says dick for me. Just dick for me.
So interesting. Because I recently had to get a new phone, too. So, and with my phone, I have an SD card. So everything needs to be saved to my SD card so that when I popped it into my other phone, I'd have everything. I didn't know how to save it to my SD card. So I'm asking the guy, like, hey, can you save it to my SD card? And he's like, and I'm like, oh, crap. I got all types of pictures in there, like all types of pictures. And so I'm thinking, now it took him a while. And I was trying to figure out, why it taking so long to get these pictures on this SD card? And I figured, this fool is looking through my pictures. Then he followed me. Then he's like, oh, so what's your Instagram name?
Sir. Mind your business. Thank you.
And now he's like, Miss Jamie, and, you know, sir.
Sir.
You saw those, you saw the others. I have one already. Go ahead, that's me.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
Give me my phone. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Two hours, y'all, in the Sprint store?
No.
It should never take that long. 2 hours. No. You just want to keep me here so you could chat with me and have a good time? Nah, you need to stop it. No. And ask me, what's your Instagram name? My Instagram is his. You are not going to direct message me.
You're not going to do it.
You're not. Because I was telling Taylor a couple of weeks ago, I got my first direct message Peter picture on Instagram. And it wasn't in her words, a sad puppy. It wasn't. It's just the fact that it was attached to someone who has a girlfriend. Why are you sitting around sending dick pics to a single woman and you got somebody?
Wait, hold up. I got a question. I'm so sorry. I got a question. I'm in the corner with my hands up. Please.
Okay.
A question. I'm in the corner.
Yes.
Please let me get out the corner. Please.
You can get dick pics
on Instagram?
Girl, yes.
Yes, you can send a positive message on Instagram. Yes, honey.
Girl. No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Honey, they are so willy-nilly with their stuff. Especially,
my. Thanks for sharing.
Yes, that little mess up a little box.
I think you got to update. If you do the update, it'll tell you. And then the little box will pop up at the top so you can see it.
Yeah, you
got to update. I'm not updating. I don't want no penis pictures on my Instagram.
First he sent me a message saying, you know, I think you're very pretty. And he's kind of third, and he's like, I've been following you on your Instagram for a while. You're so intriguing. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm just, you know, thanks. That's what I'm saying. And then the conversation kind of goes further, and then he was like, you know, do you have kick? No, I don't have kick. I don't know what a kick is. I know I can kick you in your butt if you get on my nerves, but I don't know what
kick
is. I don't know what
it is. Kick is a message.
My daughter, and then
it's like a message.
Then my brain translates to, my daughter has kick.
I don't want to be on that.
No.
So he was like, well, there's something I want to send you, but I'm not sure if you're going to, how you're going to receive it. I said, well, I'm not easily offended. Nothing really offends me. So, but if it does, I have no problem saying, hey, I'm a little offended. And he was like, okay, well, I'm going to send it. And he sends it, and I was like, oh, well, okay. And then I quickly turned on Taylor, girl, listen.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, I'm minding my business, reading my book on my Kindle, and I get this little message. I got my first DM pic. It's like, what? You just did
wow.
your first one? I got one in less than 24 hours after the update.
They know better. They know better coming around here with that nonsense.
It was the update. I don't even think it was a full 24 hours. And the update, like, I went and I was just like, I don't even know what this thing is. And I click on it and I got like three pictures. And I'm just like, why did you think that I would be okay with seeing your sad puppies? Like, I don't understand what type of personality you think that I had that I would like to see your sad puppies. So I had to put up a, I had to put up a message. Look. The next one to send me a dick pic, I'm gonna screenshot it and I'm gonna send it out to all of Instagram and all of Twitter and all of Tumblr. If you don't stop, it was just sad puppies. That's what made it even worse. If it was a good looking one, I wouldn't have cared. But you, I got sad puppies. Like, why would you send me that?
Wow.
And I even sent her the picture. I sent it to her. Because, you know, I got the same phone and I could screenshot. I mean, it wasn't a bad one. But she
was a bad one.
Sent it to me. It wasn't a bad one.
No, it wasn't.
But
it was,
it's just the fact of the matter that you sent it to me and thought it was okay. Like, you thought that was okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not bothered by it. But you have a girlfriend. I'm sure she's not saying, hey, it's okay to be sending you
the She took the picture. She took the picture. She did.
Honey, that was a selfie. He took that.
Oh, shit. Okay. I was
so just, then he tried
damn.
To think, I tried to. If she was going to take the picture, her hand needed to be in there, too.
Hand, mouth, ear, whatever she chose.
Something.
I mean,
something.
Oh, yeah. Like, who the heck does stuff like that?
But people are so willy-nilly with their Instagrams and everything and pictures. And, you know, I have pictures. I do.
And I think that if you're not good with the technology, I think that you shouldn't do it. If you don't know the basics, like the other day, a friend of mine on Facebook, I don't know how, but apparently all, you know, Facebook gives you the options if you want to upload the pictures from your phone to your Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, they do. And you have to take me. Nope, I don't want to do that.
Honey, child, I got on Facebook minding my business because somebody had sent me a message. I look at my Facebook, my whole timeline is nothing but pictures. So I send them a message. I say, I don't know what's going on with you, but you need to go fix your Facebook because I've been seeing all of you. I've been seeing
wow.
it all. I know what you got. Like, I know what you got. Like, you need to fix that. And she was like, what you talking about? I'm like, go look at your timeline, boo-boo. Go look at your timeline. And I know that you don't got, you know what I'm saying, you got, like, you know, you got some people on your Facebook that, you know, don't know you about their life. You better start believing, honey, because I've been seeing everything. And I'm pretty sure you don't want your auntie to know you got your nipples pierced. You better go on and fix your Facebook.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I was like, wait, because I thought I was on somebody's page. I was like, oh, wait, I clicked the wrong thing. But then I was like, no, this is my timeline. Because in between, I can see other people's statuses. So I'm like, I'm a little confused. I'm like, I ain't been drinking. Let me put on my glasses.
It's terrible when you got to put your eyeballs back on.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, maybe my phone is bugging. So, you know, I locked it, and then I unlocked it. You know, I set it down. I'm like, no, I still see that. No, I still see her nip. No, no, that's, no. Oh, that's her. Oh, okay.
Oh.
I was like, oh,
you
no,
have to be careful. You have to be careful with that and Google Plus.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You have to be careful with those.
Yeah.
Google
oh,
Plus
yeah.
will try to upload everything
oh.
in your phone.
In your phone.
Google.
Yep.
Talking about some, oh, it's just a private album. Private album. My ass. No Google. I don't. I'm not signing into Google. Nope. You can't.
You won't get me.
I will only sign into Google Plus from the computer. I'm not doing it from my phone. Do it for the Vine. I ain't going to do it.
No.
Everybody know
you
will
forget that.
Don't
get me.
You
can't get me to do it. I just don't. I was like, no. And these fancy. This is what took me so long to get a fancy phone because I felt like this little fancy phone was gonna get me in all types of trouble. I did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it. Like, and now I got the little fancy phone, and I can't put it down. Then, if when it locks, only person who can unlock it is me because it's from my fingerprint.
Mm. Girl, work it, girl.
Because my friend, he has the same phone. And see, mine is now this bright pink color. Before we had, it was, you know, it's just my normal, just a normal little casing around it. You know, just a little white phone. And we have the same exact phone. So he picked up my phone. He's like, hey, I can't get in my phone. I was like, oh, that's not your phone. That's mine. And so I told him, I said, mine is locked from my fingerprint. He said, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. Try to run your fingerprint across it. And it said, no match. But when I ran mine across it, it opened. So now we have locks on our phones. I said, listen, it's not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you are welcome to look at anything. It's not that serious. You're welcome to look at anything in my phone. We don't do the whole secret thing. Heck, I know about your host. I know about them. We don't do that. We talk about them. We laugh at them. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
So we have no issues. But he's like, oh. And he's like, I didn't know the phone could do that. Mind that he's teaching me stuff every day about the stupid new phone. And so it's like, okay. So, yeah.
I did mine with facial recognition. Yeah. You got to capture my face and me making a certain face in order to open my phone.
I was just so happy to finally get FaceTime, so I could FaceTime everybody. I'm thinking I'm doing something fancy. Shoot, I must be using some top flight security. You just put a little pattern in mine and we in. I said, wait a minute. I don't even have to worry about Skyping or Uvu or all that. No, Mama, you can FaceTime me. Hot damn, I'm the shit now, boy. You so you don't take much to make me happy.
Girl.
Oh,
and then... Listen, I'm not going to talk. Ladies know about these fancy ass phones that we now have to deal with. That's $200 plus.
Nah, it's about your secret agent over there.
Exactly. All they hear in the background is dun, 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 dun.
Classified pictures in y'all phone.
Girl, you better be glad. Like, there's a certain app where you can actually hide the pictures on your phone and nobody realizes what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. But I
wouldn't care if they find the pictures in my phone. They
my
need to see. Just the way my phone is set up will ask me, do I want to hide it?
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I mean, that, and I just discovered that, like, last week when I was, I did something, I guess I held the picture too long, and it was like, you trying to hide? And I was like, well, tell me what you got.
Wait a minute.
And it disappeared. I was
right.
Like, shit.
Wait a minute. You have the four?
Don't ask me.
You have
questions.
The S4?
I don't know. I bought it.
I don't know, but
I don't know.
I'm still playing with my phone right now because I want to know if it's going to come up from hiding. I want to know.
When I go into my picture gallery,
let me tell you how it works.
I go in that picture gallery.
Okay.
And
let me get to my gallery.
Down there
okay.
in the left corner where you push the little thing that pulls up all the, you know, effects, you can crop the picture or whatever. It says hide
uh-huh.
item.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, get the hell out of here. Yes, I want
okay,
to hide
so
item.
Let me go click. Let me go click on something and see what happens. Let me go
away.
Wait a minute. I can't go find it. What?
Y'all know I'm silly. Like, I got to find this. Okay, wait a minute.
I'm trying to find a picture that I want to hide. Golly, I want y'all to know I have like 2,000 pictures on my SD card, plus
mm-hmm.
pictures from Instagram and everything else. Okay, so we're going to select this one. Okay.
Mm, I didn't know I had this picture. Uh-oh.
Okay. Detail. Okay, copy, studio, slideshow, print, details. I don't know. I don't see nothing about no hiding.
Me either, and I'm looking.
Wait a minute. I clicked the little thing. More info, edit, crop, rename, slideshow, set as, print, settings. What's the settings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't want you
to
send it nowhere.
Go back to the whole gallery.
Okay.
And then when you click okay. hide items, it already has a little box where you can put check.
Let's see. I don't have it.
Me neither. I don't have it.
Me
either.
We're going to have to go look in the book. You must have. Your
that's
phone
a
must
book?
Be fancy as for real.
You see, that's me. That's why I don't have to do no face recognition or blood sample to get in my shit. I just hide what I want to hide.
Did you say a blood sample?
y'all got me all messed up now. Now I'm about to Google about the book because I don't know nothing. I just get on and talk and take pictures.
No, it's just the phones come with a book.
You know, it comes with a little book.
What?
So
where?
In the case.
In the box. It comes with
in the box.
Well, apparently the Sprint customer service representative must have took my book because I ain't got it.
No,
you
have
okay.
the
internet right
you know
now.
How
I'm
you,
tired
you,
of y'all
you get the box, and on the top part is the phone. Lift,
yeah,
you have to lift up yeah. the other piece that's with the phone was in, and it's like your charger and your book and your headphones are supposed to be in there.
Girl, that's what that was. I'm not messing with you.
That's
I'm not messing with you. You're doing what?
I got a drink to it. Shit, I figured since I had the phone and I had the headphones and I had the phone charger, I need nothing else.
Stuff like
I can't.
But you can do exactly what you were going to do. You can go Google that and it'll come up. So don't even worry about it.
Well, shit, now I got to find out if I got the 5S or the 5C. Shit, I don't know.
It's a hot mess, honey.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
Oh, my
God.
This is a judgment-free zone.
We are getting some comments about different things that we're talking about, and I'm getting them to my phone and to everything. Because I know some of us clutch our pearls every now and again, especially when somebody talks to me, because she claims I make her clutch her pearls all the time. Shaboy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Girl, through and by. No, I'm not. I don't do that.
I just make you aware that you now have on pearls.
I don't have a
pearl necklace, but never mind.
Why are we talking about pearl necklaces?
Because, listen.
Wait a minute. Shamor, you like pearl necklaces?
No.
Wait a minute. I do not partake. Okay, all right, I got the story. I'm good, I'm following it because I just heard the pearl necklaces and you was like, yeah, and I was like, what? No, she already said a naughty word tonight, now she likes pearl necklaces, what is going on? Y'all, I was about to say it's Friday the 13th for real. No, it's a full moon, y'all know that's right. Okay, so it's a full moon. We actually have another caller.
Y'all are a mess. We have another caller that's on the line with us. So one second. Area code 317. Area code 317.
Hello?
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 How are you?
Also, this is Dawn.
Yes.
I'm good with voices that I ain't never heard before. I am awesome.
Mm-hmm. I've been sitting here for the last 45 minutes laughing at y'all. I've had more than enough. I didn't finish the whole drink listening to y'all.
I told you, bring your drink and put the kids to sleep. Like, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, see, I got grown. My kids are grown. No, my kids is grown, old kids. So I don't have to worry about that.
Yes. Sitting around and drinking with us, we are liable to bring out the best, not the worst, because it's the best part of us. But one of the comments that I got was that we are classy free. Is that possible to be one of those?
Yes,
we are.
You can be a classy freak.
Of course it is. You can be classy in anything that you do, or you can be trashy.
Sometimes I want to be trashy.
Oh, here we go. Oh, goodness.
There's levels to trashy.
Thank you. You can be
you
classy
trashy.
You
can be a good trash.
just so trashy.
I was listening to you about the conversation you were having because I have this class that I teach, and a lot of those questions come up a lot.
Which one?
Y'all done went from the big pictures to everything in between.
Yeah. We're talking about body image.
Body image. One of the young ladies talked about her bucket list before she get married.
That's me.
Oh, that was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that one, too. So, yeah. I teach a class called Sexational Affairs where it's an open platform for women just to talk about sex. And they can ask questions because most women are afraid to, unfortunately. So,
yes.
The topics that y'all were talking about were interesting because I hear those a lot, so getting different views.
I try to be open-minded. There's not much I won't say that I won't try. Now, if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you. But,
I'll try anything once, but if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you, no, oh, my God, no, pineapples. I'm going to use a safety word. No,
exactly.
So it has to be less somebody that I've already trust that I'm like, okay. But if it's one of those, we just kicking it. Yeah, we have sex sometimes. You can't do everything to me.
No. You don't do everything with everybody. But one of the topics that you guys were talking about was women tasting themselves, and that's one of the questions that I asked. And I've had women young, old, in between. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you would do that. Why would you want a man to taste you if you don't know what you taste like yourself?
You may not be juices and berries.
No, because a lot of people think just because you eat certain things, it's going to taste this way. Well, you can eat sweets all day long and still be sour.
Right.
There's a lot of different things.
You need to be fruit.
It has to be certain things. Or the ignorant women that go out and eat a whole lot of seafood and expect to taste real sweet. That usually does not work.
They dump it in a box of rocks. If they don't come out smelling like the ocean, it'd be quiet. Get you some mango,
yeah,
some pineapple,
a lot of
some
think
nice
they can
stuff. Smelling like the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
They get somewhere, but I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody, there's people who think it works for everybody or certain aphrodisiacs work for everybody, and I'm like, no. It don't work for everybody.
Some of them I don't even eat. I don't eat oysters and I don't eat that. Don't ask me to eat that. I'm not. Just
you see what's funny about oysters? Oysters are more of an aphrodisiac for a man than a woman.
Oh.
You want a man to get hard and stay that way? Yeah, it usually works for them.
Ooh.
But a lot of men don't like raw oysters, so that's why a lot of people don't know about that one. But, yeah, it does work.
I don't want no part serious, so you ain't got to worry about me suggesting it to you. I don't even want to look at it. I'm that finicky when it comes to food. Like, I don't want to look at that. Never mind. I was about to say something, and it was about to be real vulgar. Okay, never mind. I ain't gonna say it.
It's driving her.
There's something wrong.
You
can already went to the left of the left, so you might as well just go ahead and say it. Just go ahead.
Might as well just fall off the bridge. Might as well just fall off the bridge. Right?
We almost there. Just go ahead.
We almost to the rock.
We got
22 minutes in the show.
Yeah.
So, I just can't think. I feel like it would be something slimy sliding down my throat. And
that's what it is.
My gag reflex don't work like that.
In all actuality, you're not supposed to taste it at all. You're supposed to let it slide down your throat.
I don't want that sliding down my throat.
No,
I let something else slide down my throat.
Not that. Oysters, not that. Okay?
I know, but that's why I said. I said I'd much rather have something
slide down my throat than that. I mean, I don't know.
Don't judge me.
I heard somebody in the background saying, preach. I'm like, no, that's not the thing that we're talking about. We're talking about something
that
different.
That was Miss Creole acting up, as always, for the film.
No,
are
you talking about the oyster?
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I just wanted to make sure we were
somebody
talking about
listening.
Something.
Somebody called you out, and it wasn't me. It wasn't me this time. Somebody calling you out.
I eat raw oyster.
She knows about raw oysters.
Mm-hmm. Somebody knows
from that dirty, dirty.
Girl, that was earlier. It was earlier.
I love this song. Y'all are
so
bad.
I've never tried
this.
I never wanted to. Because I'm like, I don't like a lot of raw things. Like I'll eat sushi, but it's only two things. I only eat California rolls and I only eat spicy tuna rolls. After that, I won't eat anything else. So that's as far as my raw food goes, outside of vegetables and stuff. So I just never was like, let me try an oyster.
Oysters are an acquired taste, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well. It may be acquired, but it is not required by me.
Yeah,
eat sushi. I do. I like California rolls. I like tuna rolls. I like. I do eat seaweed because I like cucumber salad, which is seaweed and a cucumber sauce rehydrated. So I eat that. But yeah, no, don't give me that. Don't ask me to. I ain't gonna do it. I'm sick. That's when one of my allergies like, you can't have it. I just don't want that. I'm not gonna eat that. My food allergy won't let me. And they're like, wait a minute, you're not allergic to this. I am today. I'm not eating it. I just can't. Y'all are a mess. I love it. I am so glad that you all stopped by and hung out with us tonight. I am so glad. I'm happy. Because I was having a bad day. And so I'm thankful that you all stopped by to hang out. I'm even thankful that good old Ron stopped by.
Oh, that was comical, too.
And he commented on one of, like, so he's still listening when you all said that put her nose in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not a puppy. I mean, he's puppy fed, but I am not a puppy.
I'm sending to your house. Be prepared to accept your package because you will sign for him.
Girl, I go down the street to the pet store.
Damn. Don't have me out there twerking in front of Petco. You gonna get these damn pads.
Shoot. You're not there beside the adoption dog fan. Twerking.
That's right. Somebody gotta get it for her. We gotta get it for her. We can't have her out there just soaking in her own juices all the time. That ain't right.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh, God. Yeah, so special to me. My drink froze. So this is how mad I am right now. So I had another drink and put it in the freezer because I was like, shoot, I'm going to want some two drinks tonight because I need these drinks, right? So now my other drink has frozen, and so I'm mad. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get it out the bottle and the struggle is real. It's real. Because I really want to drink this and it's not happening. You know how you realize, oh shoot, I forgot that my drink was in the freezer and you go and it's still got some liquid in it but you can't get to the liquid because for some reason the liquid is on the bottom. And but why doesn't it freeze?
From the bottom up.
this is so completely off topic because this is random as shit. But why does it freeze from like the top to the bottom instead of the bottom to the top? Like I was going to say, because now I can't get my drink out and I got all this ice on top. Like I want my drink. I'm mad at this. This is some bullshit. This is about to by the man. The man has something to do with it. Yes, the man.
You know, I said that earlier today. I said that about bras. I think that the man, whoever invented bras, I absolutely think it was a man, and they were used as a torture device. That is my absolute theory on bras. It was a torture device. It had to be. Because, I mean, when you walk in the door, like, I don't want to do anything else but do that. Like, that's the only, like, when I get to my front door, I'm just like, oh, my God, I get to take my bra off. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm just hoping I still got on my training wheels.
So listen, I can't even with you. I'm not messing with you. You're training wheels. If I got on something,
you said training wheels.
I got kumquats in mind. I care about kumquats.
I ain't seen them since kindergarten. Oh my goodness, she said training wheels.
Did you say
And did you say kumquat?
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, my.
Okay. Okay. And y'all know I work from home. So some days, and today was one of them days. Well, I do not feel like putting on no bra. I don't feel like
because I work from home, too. Sometimes they just don't go in. Mm-mm.
I showered and, you know, did everything I had to do. And I said, I don't feel like putting on no bra. So I just threw my little jumper on and just sat around the house all day and did work until I had to leave the house. Now, I will not leave the house without one because somebody should have told my neighbor that downstairs because she's always leaving without one on. But my mama taught me better. To always have one on. And she, and I'm talking about they sag it and they bag it and you don't want to lift them up.
Y'all are hilarious.
She always want to stop me every time I come down the steps. Taylor can attest to this because she's been talking to me on the phone sometimes when I'm coming out of the house. And she'll stop and she'll talk to me and she know all the business. And I love Aries. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. I just said that's nosy. But yeah, don't never. She don't want no bra to church. She don't want no bra to
oh,
trash
no.
Can.
Oh, no.
She don't want no bra period. Do they, oh, are they saggy? Are they perky? I mean, it's. Honey, they are. Y'all remember the episode on of A Different World where they did the death play where they had the camel, and she was saying that they are saggy and baggy, bumpy and lumpy, punchy.
So you mean to tell me she can tuck them in her underwear? She's one of them girls. She can tuck them in her underwear.
Well, maybe her thighs get cold, and she just likes the warmth.
Always got some friends with you when you're traveling. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I might just come up with theories. I don't know. I'm just trying to help her out. There's nothing warmer than flesh on flesh, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, I can't. I'm done. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
You know what? I have a neighbor across the street, and every single time I take my twins out, not when I take my daughter, but when I take my twins out, she always comes across the street, and I'm just like, my goodness, if she don't just put it, just, like, she is an older woman. So now it's getting warm. So now she just, like, she don't care. So she come outside and, you know, that old nightgown that, you know, it just zip up in the front, that one. It don't got no sleeves or nothing, but it's not long, though. Here's the thing. Like, it's not the long one. No, it's not that one. It's got to be the one that stopped at, like, the knee or something.
Yeah,
but
that's the classic moment right there.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, she got, like, her legs look like toothpicks because she's so thin. But her boobies look like they seem like they had a lot of struggles in their lifetime. Like,
No.
And she hears
not
the
they went through slavery and the civil rights movement. They were struggling.
So she comes across the street, but, you know, like, she still got a bop with her, though. Like, you know, she's still, like, she can walk real good, but she got a bop with her. So now
I
they,
really
like,
think, I really don't think I should be laughing at her.
But, like, they, like, now they, like, they doing a Harlem shake as she's walking across the street. I'm like, dang. And then she always, and then here's the thing, though.
because she always want to come and speak to the babies. The problem is that the babies are, they're 11, they're going to be 11 months next week. So they grab on everything. So if you come over to them, they're going to pull on your shirt and stuff because that's just what they do. I don't know why, but that's just what these two do. So every time I'm like, oh, my God, she's about to come across the street, and this is what's going to happen. She's going to lean over and say hi, and both of them are going to grab her. I don't even know what to call them. Her love handles. I don't know. But
they're going to tie them in a knot. Teamwork.
And then, oh, my God. Like, and then this is going to get awkward. So this is what happens. She comes across the street. She said, hey, baby. I said, hi. And then she said, oh, you brought the boys out today. And then, you know, she wave at them. And then, you know, they wave back or they do something rude or whatever. And she leans in a little closer. I'm like, here we go. And now they sit because they so, like, she's bending over. So they sitting in the tray in the stroller. I'm just like,
I can't stop.
I'm like, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well.
Tears
are going to
start back in my eyes. I'm going to start laughing again.
So now the boys, they're banging now. Now they bang their hands on everything. So now they're playing the congas.
On her boobs.
They're playing the congas on these women's lumpies, and I'm just like, I gotta get out of here. Like, why did I bring you outside? I don't even, like, this is, like, I know we're supposed to go for a walk, we're supposed to get air, but can we just not do this right now? It doesn't matter what time of day I bring them outside. Like, I don't know if she's sitting in her window and she be waiting, but it's, and they just be banging on the tray and banging on her saddle ribbons, and they just be going to town, and she's just laughing. And I'm just like, I don't know if she does it every time because that's the only time somebody touch him. I don't know, but it's weird for me. It's terrible. It's terrible. And they're so long. Like, I've never seen them so long.
Oh, my God.
They're long. It seems to me like she just was like, when she started getting them, she was just like, fuck it, I ain't wearing shit. That's what it looked like.
You know what? I
look like
putting on my
face.
Look
like butter.
Describe your breath.
They look like
are they
butter.
Long? Are they long?
They
were
long.
They look like udders.
Yeah, because she was like, soon as she got them, she was like, I'm not putting shit on. Like, no, I'm not doing it. Nope. I'm a rebel. I'm not
that might be my neighbor's cousin. That's my neighbor's cousin.
They went to the same thing.
Oh, my God.
They just went.
You know what would just be great entertainment, Taylor, is if you would just one day ask her. Just be like, can I ask you something about your long boobs? Because I don't know what's going to happen to me when I reach that age. Or do they just start over time? Probably hanging. Is it a stage and a phase? Like one day you wake up and they on the sides of you.
Is that hereditary? Like, I'm going to ask. I'm just going to ask.
And then you start asking about them, she'll put them up, or she won't come across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then she will wait. Like, I have you strapped in everything, ready to walk, and then she'll just come bopping across the street. I'm like, damn it, if I just could have got you in the stroller like 5 seconds faster, we wouldn't have did this. And I'll be talking to her as she crossing the street. Like, see, if you would have just let me change your diaper when I was trying to do it and stop fighting me, you wouldn't be in this situation. See, this is all your fault because you just didn't let me change your diaper. I'd be so mad with them. Like, see, now here we go. Now you want to play the cards on her booties. Really? And they just be sitting in the tray, and she just be playing with them, and they just be laughing and banging on those long boobies. I'm like, what is the matter with y'all? Obviously, they're going to need some type of therapy when they get older.
She would be a nice character for South Park.
I think, Mitch.
No?
I absolutely agree.
I'm going back to my corner.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I can't deal with y'all that night.
Girl, listen, you have to deal with us all the time. Shamor has fallen off the line. We don't know what happened. she crossed the line. Maybe she should have just held on to the long boobs and tried to hold on for it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's what they are. Those things, I was amazed. Like, wow. Like, they just down there. Like, they just hanging. Like, when I see her, like, I can't. Like, when I see her, I'm like, I'm about to go in the house and put an extra bra on just in case. Like, I can't. I hope I don't. Yeah, I can't.
I'll go home.
Mm-mm.
I feel like, my mama, love her, because my mama always told me, don't you walk out this house without no bra on, don't you walk out of here without no clean panties and they good panties, because you don't know what's going to happen between now and the time you get back home. Like, she, one thing was that you don't want to be embarrassed if you get in a car accident and they got to cut your clothes off of you, you got on holy underclothes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that. So I think it's just the way that we were kind of raised to say, okay, you need to put on a bra every day. You may not need to sleep in your bra. You may not need to, continue to wear it when you're in the house. But when you go out, you make yourself presentable and you wear your bra and you put on the right kind of underclothes. Or if you got on to put on a dress, I may not wear no slips now, but I sure enough wear my face. You will not see it jiggle. I will have on everything that I need to put it in place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk out my let me put on a dress. I do not walk out of my house without my face on. I'm sorry. Say what you want to, sir. I don't care. It ain't gonna be jiggly and my panties ain't too little. Because one time I was in a club. And this girl had on two little panties. Like, she put on her skinny friend's panties for whatever reason. And, like, the panties were, like, you ever see that line that come across your butt when you know your panties is too little? And they're not staying up.
Oh, my goodness.
And then she had the audacity to have on, like, a dress that was tight. You see this in the club. Like, it's dark in the club. I shouldn't be able to see that. But every time the light hit her, I was like, oh, man, she got two little panties. She shouldn't have just not worn them if you're going to put on two little panties. And then we would have probably been talking about it then, too, because she had on two little panties in her odd shape.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. It could have been that, sometimes the elastic just went. And the panties, and they slide down.
They may slide down, but
okay,
they all do right. Not.
I tried to clean that up. Okay.
Across your butt.
Everybody
has that comfortable pair of panties that they're like, man, I love these panties because they're so comfortable. And they, whatever, it's like a pair of sweatpants. Like, it's
they secure the perimeter.
Those are not the panties. Huh?
I said the comfy panties, they secure the perimeter.
Yeah, they take care of everything. They're comfortable. They're comfortable. They always nice. And you can get all the comfortable panties. But it was not comfortable. She thought she was struggling. I was struggling. I was hurting for her. Oh, my God. And then she had the audacity to want to try to dance. Girl, your panties going to fall down to your exactly right hand.
90 seconds.
Well, Ladybugs, we are reaching the last part of our show, the last few minutes. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Terry, Miss Lulu, Miss Dawn, Miss Katrina, Miss Moore, and always my co-host Taylor for stopping by and hanging out with us. I even thank Ron for giving his valuable other 2 cents that were appreciated. I want to thank everybody who listened because I did get some messages saying that, hey, I'm listening tonight. So thank you. We appreciate you. Next week, we're going to do something different. And it's one of my bright ideas in here, Taylor. Since we did it for the ladies. Oh, God, Jesus. So we're going to give them names. Because we do have a male co-host.
that sits in with us. And so tonight he did allow us to kind of just be ladies and talk about lady things. So next week we're going to give them the same opportunity to be men and talk about men things and pray for us, because that shit's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's going to go real left, real quick, because mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably going to be one of those moments where it's going to be a dick swinging contest and I'm not in the middle. Like, okay. But, you know, but we will enter into that come next week. So I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Happy Father's Day to all of our lovely fathers out there in the world. Taylor, do you have any last thoughts?
No, I want to thank the ladies so much for stopping by. We had so many laughs. Tonight was so fun and much needed. Thank you so much, everyone, for stopping by.
All right. Well, ladies, y'all have a good night.
You do the same.
Good night.
Good night.